coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Report. It is Wednesday, May 15th, 2024. Did you ever think you'd be living in a time such as this with everything that's going on? I've got to tell you, you know, I'm not easily surprised by things, by events. I'm pretty scarred over, you know, but there are a lot of things going on right now that really have me questioning the viability of our country unless we get off of our collective behinds and start making a difference. And you know, I see an increase in animosity with a lot of people, which really concerns me too. Some of the comments I see, you know, it makes you wonder, to me, the forces that we're fighting, of course, are those of darkness. I've got to say that. Really, it's a dark time. And I say that in the wake of just this morning, well, it'd be afternoon over there, the Prime Minister of Slovakia, Robert Fico, was just shot. Now, his claim to fame, you've got to question the motives of the shooting, but his claim to fame is the fact that he rejected the WHO treaty, and we've got some video, just toss one up. There are so many circulating on social media. Is this the one with the audio? By the way, Eric the Tech, how are you today?
Doing good.
I'm telling you what, he's a man of many talents, as I witnessed over the last 24 hours. So I just, it's hard for me to express my appreciation to him. Okay, well, you know what? Before I do that, I want to thank you, everyone out there, for your support and your belief in this platform. Please do me a favor. Please subscribe to our Rumble channel, our Brighteon channel. Two places, as well as the audio podcast of your choice. Please follow us there and post snippets, whatever you want, on social media. But tell other people about this platform if you like it. But I want to thank you for your support. And I want to thank those who sponsor this broadcast, including and especially, this is something I was looking at this. You know, I was wondering what happened to Chuck Norris. Okay, so sometimes, you know, little thoughts fly in my head. I recently saw a video he made, and I was shocked. Look, the guy's in his 80s, and he's still kicking behinds, man, and working out and staying active. That's kind of like where I want to be. You got Norris and then Biden, okay? But anyway. But even more shocking is the fact that he's stronger. He can work out longer and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. And he did this by making one change. And I did drill down on this, and I found this to be pretty intriguing. He says that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she never felt better. She says that she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner, and she's got all-day energy. Folks, I want to direct you to chuckdefense.com/Hagman. Chuck Defense, you know, Chuck Norris Defense, chuckdefense.com/Hagman. Remember, there's two N's on Hagman. I'm going to direct you there. Chuck Norris made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/Hagman or by clicking the link below this podcast video. Okay. It's in the description box. It's going to change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Hagman. And click on the link in the description below. Watch the video. You won't believe how simple this whole thing is. And just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old. Again, the same age as the potato head, oatmeal brains, the frail man in the White House. Yet he's got a lot more energy than I do, Chuck Norris does, I'm saying. Now, he discovered he could create dramatic changes to his health simply by focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Again, watch this method by clicking the link in the description box below or go to chuckdefense.com/Hagman. That's chuckdefense.com/Hagman. One more time, chuckdefense.com/Hagman. I want to thank them, too, for supporting this broadcast. Now, and by the way, the political commentary within them, the comparisons were just comparisons of physique, not politics. All right. So the Prime Minister of Slovakia, Robert Fico, I suspect is how you pronounce it, was shot in public just hours ago. And I'm not sure of the condition. I don't know if they released the condition. I do know that they have at least one suspect in custody. Well, I'll throw up a video on this. National Pulse is covering this as well as some videos on social media. Go ahead and toss a video up there.
Okay.
Yeah, I picked a good video, didn't I? There's some good footage of the concrete pavers there, but you get the idea. You can go to National Pulse. They have numerous videos. We won't get into that because I've got something. Well, there's some video there without audio. I think this is extremely important to watch because if you haven't noticed, many of those individuals, global leaders, not globalist leaders, but global leaders who stand up for populism and to tell the WHO to, you know, bugger off, okay? Many of those leaders are having some difficulties, including this gentleman, others as well. Folks, you know what I'm talking about. Assassination attempts, of course, our own Donald Trump and court trials, you know. Here we are living in supposedly a constitutional republic, a representative republic, and yet we're having Marxist show trials while other countries' assassination attempts. So I'm worried, too, when you look at that video. I'm worried about President Trump. I'm worried about his safety because right now, of course, he's tied down to this whack job New York State judge. I'm going to be talking a little bit about this, but I've got a major, major story breaking that, folks, you've got to see this because this ties a lot of things together. This is, if you thought the Ukrainian issue with Joe Biden, you know, where, well, son of a bitch, he 6 hours later, he's fired. If you thought that was a scandal, if you thought that was something, oh, you're not going to believe what I've got for you. And this involves the border. It involves human and child sex trafficking. It involves NGOs, Kamala Harris, Samantha Power. I'm telling you, this is something that, in addition to others, and what I'm going to show you is an interview conducted by Robbie Starbuck, or portions of it. That's his intellectual property, and I urge you to follow him. The link will be at HagmanPI.com in the description box. But this is something that this platform is actively working along with SaveThem.org and ShatterOps.org now, and Vets for Child Rescue. OK, Okay. We are all working together to expose and to fight the child sex trafficking, especially that, but the human trafficking. It would just blow your mind. Your mind's going to be blown here shortly as to what is taking place internationally with respect to child sex trafficking and the role of the Department of State, the intelligence agencies, Biden and Harris, and everyone in their orbit, and the people I mentioned just moments ago. This, and I have to really congratulate Robbie Starbuck. I don't know if that's his real name. That's his handle on Twitter, social media. But he did an interview, and I'm going to be getting to this momentarily. He did an interview with a Guatemalan official. And some of the information that he shares, or this official shares, and I'll be getting to it. Like I said, it's just very, very difficult to accept. Meanwhile, you would think that if there is a big problem that, or with all the problems that we have, you would think that people like Blinken would be really getting down to business, taking care of problems, right? I know this. If I was working in the White House, if I was the president, I'll just say this, or if I was the Secretary of State or any cabinet position, I don't take vacations, really. I mean, rarely do I ever take vacations. I might incorporate some time off when I'm doing something else, but have you ever known me, Eric Detective, take like a really a vacation? I mean, seriously?
Nope.
Yeah, no. I know this. I would be in the White House 24/7 or doing White House business. The hell with sitting on a beach and even... You never catch me doing this for a multitude of reasons. But here's Tony Blinken rocking the free world. Have you seen this? The audacity of these bastards. While they've got President Trump in court, while their offices are engaged actively, and I'm going to say this straight up, in child sex trafficking by way of the southern border. And here we have Tony Blinken rocking the free world. It's hard to watch, but bear with me for 47 seconds. Here it is. Now, I don't know how many people know this, but by the way, my message to Blinken, real simple. Again, I thank the person who sent these. This is my message. For the radio listeners, go ahead and hop on Rumble and just check this out. I love these things because, among other things, it's a conversation starter. If you have one... on your dashboard. Never mind, but you get the idea, okay? The gall of these people. Now, you might say, oh, he's just kicking back and, you know, doing some fun stuff, kind of like the, what was that, a clarinet, not a clarinet, but a What did Clinton play? Whatever he played, the instrument that
escapes. Skin flute.
You didn't just say that, did you? Okay, there goes. Let's see. What radio station did we just lose in the Bible Belt? Yeah. All right. Yeah. It hurts my head. It really does. But Eric the Tech, by the way, is a fantastic musician in his own right. I mean, he can rock it. Eric the Tech can rock it. Did you know that? What do you play? You play like, I don't know, how many? You play a lot of instruments.
Three. Four.
Skin flute?
No. We'll make that five.
Oh, gosh, no. No. So you play the drums, right? You play guitar.
Yep.
And bass. And.
Yep.
I can't guess the other
piano.
One. Piano. Piano? Really? Learn something new every day. All right. We have to take these
money. Accordion.
Accordion. you know, I'm going to say this at my own peril, okay? I 1 year, I received an accordion, a child's accordion, you know, for Christmas, I think it was, by my godmother/aunt. And she expected me to play it. I got to tell you, boy, that you talk about a mess. All right, but again, we're dealing with we are going now into some very dark stuff, and I would really so we have to kind of temper, I think, a little bit with some humor. And speaking of humor too, I'm going to dispense with this as well. Make my day. I can't. I'm looking at my show notes here.
Video 4.
Ah, there it is. Yeah, video 4. Folks, you can go to, again, HagmanPI.com under today's episode headline. And this is under... This is part of a Twitter post by Laura Loomer. By the way, good friend of the show. I love Laura Loomer. There's a lot of things she does that a lot of people don't know. That's kind of the case with all the people we deal with. Okay, they a little inside baseball, I suppose. Okay, whether it's Laura Loomer, Liz Croken. And I'm not going to name them all, but they have a lot. I mean, they got more guts than most guys I know. Those two women. And I don't want to leave anyone out. I mean, you know, Anne Vandersteel as well. Some people you may or may not know, but certainly Laura Loomer and Liz Croken. Liz Croken does a lot of exposés, and people say, oh, she's crazy, she's nuts, she's, you know, no. You might object to her delivery, but the information she provides is not, I mean, is 100% accurate. I was going to say it was not inaccurate, but why not just say it's accurate? And for that, of course, you know, she and we become litigation magnets. So we're fighting all of the time threats of litigation. But I'm going to show you this, moving away from that, of course. Laura Loomer on Judge Mershon and Biden. If we can put the... In fact, go ahead and put, if you don't mind, put the entire post up on the screen. I guess. There it is right there. The reason I say I guess is because of well, it doesn't matter. Here it is right here. Biden mocks Trump about his New York City trial in a video that was possibly made by Judge Mershon's daughter's company. Now, folks, understand, this judge, New York City, by the way, this goes back to the very beginning. And I've been, and you can keep that up there, I've been involved in trials in three states, okay, as an investigator, in the state of Ohio, in the state of New York, in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, at the federal level and at the state level, and a few at the county level, a few in workers' compensation boards. So I'm very familiar with trial practice, and especially in order to really be licensed in the state of New York as an investigator and then work as an investigator, you have to be very familiar with practice, criminal trial practice, and civil trial practice. And you've got to know the rules. At least that's the way it used to be. I don't know now if that's the case or not. And by the way, if you violate those rules, of course, you can have your license suspended. Well, it's the same way with the judges and the attorneys. One thing frowned upon, or at least this was the way it used to be, is conflict of interest. And the conflict of interest is measured by degrees of separation. And I know you know this and you've heard this, but permit me to just restate the obvious here. For example, if you yourself as a judge in the state of New York has a conflict with any member with the defendant, and at times perhaps not so much with the prosecution because of the normal course of business. But if you're conflicted with the defendant or defense counsel or really anybody, if you yourself as a judge or your spouse or your immediate family, that would include a son or daughter, then that's the first degree of conflict and you must recuse yourself. Well, Mershon, of course, was found to be very political, supporting Biden's campaign as a donor. His wife was involved as well, but his daughter especially, representing Kamala Harris. Now, writes Laura Loomer, holy election interference. She goes on, Joe Biden posted this video saying he will debate Donald Trump. And there's something I want to tell you about this because you need to know this. He said, Biden said, pick a date. And then he said, I hear you're free on Wednesdays. Now, to show you what a degenerate, classless buffoon this piece of crap is, Biden, I hear you're free on Wednesdays. Wouldn't that make Stalin proud? My gosh. It's okay. Wednesdays, writes Laura, are the days Judge Mershon holds mental health court. I don't know whether he's part of that court in terms of getting mental health treatment or if he administers that court. But obviously, President Trump does not have the court during his trial. Trump's free on Wednesdays, obviously. So, writes Laura, it's worth noting that Biden-Harris campaign is a client of Lauren Mershon, Judge Mershon's daughter, who does digital consulting for the Biden-Harris campaign as the president of Authentic Campaigns. Now, when you do a deep dive on Authentic Campaigns, you'll find a lot of stuff, a lot of crossover a lot of contamination that includes this judge and the so-called administration, or as I like to refer to it, the regime that involves Biden and Harris. So, again, she asked, did Lauren Merchant's company design this video for Biden? It's very possible. Social media videos and management falls under the category of digital consulting, which is the service offered by this judge's daughter. This is what she does for a living. And by the way, she's making money on this trial. So, to the liberals, justify that to me. Because if it was reversed, you would be squealing like a stuck pig that you are. All right. And opines, Laura, this is third world dictator behavior, and I agree with that. Now let's watch this 13-second excerpt from that she's referencing. This is part of a minute video. It's a campaign video, basically. But here is the meat of that video. 13 seconds. Go ahead.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. And since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays. Donald Trump lost.
Classless pig. And my apologies to the swine out there. If you look at the comments, it's not received too well. The link will be in the program description box. Why do it? Did I put you through that? I want you to focus on Biden. And I mentioned about the debates, right? I don't like electronic notes. I'm sorry, but I'm looking over to my right. Excuse me. Because they're electronic, and that's where my computer is. So, you okay?
I like this one comment.
Which one?
Select a date. Tucker Carlson moderator, 40-minute minimum, no diaper services or handlers.
You know, there won't be any debate. Or if there is, that will be Joe Biden's swan song. Why am I saying this? Because everyone I've spoken to in the...
Or it'll be his doppelganger.
Or, you know...
Different ears Biden.
Different ears, different, wrinkle in the mask. Let me ask you, Eric the Tech, don't you think they could come up with a better double than, out of the selection they have than...
Well, they don't care about him that much.
And there it is. Now, this is key.
But he's easy to control.
But very easy to control. But you would think that they would get somebody that would at least have the relative stamina compared to the guy that's... Anyway, I'm just going to stop there. But with respect to the debates, and I love... J.D. Rucker, okay? The guy is relentless.
I say starting now.
Yeah.
Debate every Wednesday. Every single week.
The interesting you say that because not on Wednesdays, but like Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. What Donald Trump has done, have you been watching what he's done? Now hold that thought about Wednesdays. But have you noticed what he's done? He'll come upon arrival. And again, this man is effectively off of the campaign trail by design. That's what I am so absolutely tired of people just ripping me for supporting Trump. Because let me ask you, who in the hell? I saw somebody saying, who am I going to vote for? I'm voting for 1776. Well, good luck with that. Okay. Or I can't vote for Biden. Well, then who? RFK? Jill Stein? Hey, maybe Gus Hall. We can dig Gus Hall back up. You remember Gus Hall, right? The guy, the communist, leader of the Communist Party of USA that John Brennan, the ex-CIA director, voted for. Oh, yeah. Back in 1980, I believe it was. But here's what's happening with Biden. But let me go back to what Donald Trump is doing. This is masterful. Like him or not, you have to give him props for this. He'll come out in the morning, he'll make a statement, and then drive time after the trial, the day's trial, he'll come out with and read or cite to circumvent the unlawful and unconstitutional gag order from news stories, some from that day, because he's not allowed to make the statement, but he can read what others are posting. So that's what he does, or publishing. But we can have the debate on Wednesday, right? Wednesdays. Well, hold on just one second, because you've got the left. I'm not even going to call them Democrats. They're communists. They're very good at really two things: fundraising and cheating, stealing. Now, there would be really no viable reason. I'm referencing some notes I took that J.D. Rucker had posted. I think it was yesterday or earlier today. I don't know. There'd be no reason for Joe Biden to want early summer debates or debates right at this moment prior to the convention. Now, these are J.D. Rucker from The Liberty Daily. The guy is a great guy. I mean, he's really just a fantastic guy. The website, The Liberty Daily. If you're going to dump Drudge, The Liberty Daily, kind of like a clone in terms of how it's set up of the Drudge Report. But go to thelibertydaily.com. J.D. Rucker was on the show. There it is, right there. Was that dated today? Yesterday? Oh, wow. Okay. It's hard to tell when you get up like at 4 in the morning and start doing
show. Might have been yesterday, but he might have updated it.
Okay.
Just updated the date.
Yeah, you know, it's and he'll do that. He keeps on top of things. But if you scroll down, I think the important part is it's a trap. Oh, you know what? Was that the 13-second video? The 14-second. Yeah, that, okay. All right. If you scroll down to it's a trap. There it is, right there. This is really the nuts and bolts of things. As I said, fundraising and cheating. So there's really no viable reason for an incumbent president, especially Biden, to want early summer debate. There are usually threefold debates to maximize viewership, but both Biden and Trump are exceptional cases. For President Trump, of course, the dates work to fit around the lawfare being waged against him. But take a look at Biden. Writes J.D. Rucker, if they're able to pump him full of enough stimulants to make him appear lucid for an hour or two, then there's...
And they can. We saw that with Hillary.
Yes. And I'm right on the money. You saw that with Hillary. Not a lot of people really understand that what they pump into these people. But
what is it?
Well, I would be speculating because I'm not there, but most assuredly members of the stimulant families of cocktails, but there's also, I do believe, based on my research and my own investigation, that there is some blood transfusion taking place.
Which also stems to spiritual.
There it is. Man, you're good. All right. But the left cannot win with Biden. So if they have a debate prior to the convention in August, they're going to expose him to the pitfalls of his own devices, of his own making. So why would they want him to debate prior to the convention? Because they want to dump him. They want a reason to dump him. When I say they, I'm talking about his handlers. I'm talking about Obama, who's probably so sick and tired of sleepy, crooked Joe that you know he's got to change things up. And of course, yesterday, Biden, while President Trump was fighting for his legal life in the New York courtroom, Biden was over there sucking face. Well, I shouldn't say that because I don't know, but I suspect you're sniffing the hair of George Clooney and
skin flute.
Skin flute. Sorry. I don't know why I'd do that. He's sniffing the hair of Julia Roberts and playing the skin flute with Clooney. But notice Obama was there with him. Look, they're gonna pop him out before the convention, citing health reasons or whatever.
So are you on board with this?
Yes. Yeah, there would be no.
That's the only thing you and I differ on.
Really? So okay. And forgive me. What's your position on this?
They don't like the man,
right?
But he's so controllable that they love him being in there.
But okay, could you not have a controllable? Oh, I don't know.
Obama.
Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama or insert name here. I mean, couldn't you do the same thing?
Yeah, but they can actually read and write.
Yeah, that's true.
Just sign here, bro.
Okay. So you think that they're going to go with Biden all the way, right? To the end.
I personally do, yes.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. And folks, you can bear witness.
But I can see it the other way, too.
Would you be willing to bet like a steak dinner on this?
Yeah.
Okay. So by the date of the convention.
A good steak.
A good steak.
Like Ruth Chris or something.
Okay. You got it. If here's the bet. If he is not the nominee after the day after the Democratic National Convention ends, if he's not the nominee, then you buy me a steak dinner. And if he is, I will buy you a steak dinner.
Let's up the ante. If I'm right.
Yeah.
We've got to get on a plane and go to Ruth Chris.
Yeah, because we don't have anything around like that around here. But.
So you're going to have to fly.
Can we drive?
Nope. Got to fly.
I'll tell you what. I'll do it just for you.
But if you win, I'm driving.
You know, when I drive, it's not, see, Eric has a problem with my driving, and rightfully so, because I tend to not really drive, but more like aim, okay? Anyway.
Lines? Who needs lines?
Yeah, lines are merely suggestions. Lines on the road, merely suggestions, as are traffic control devices.
Roundabouts
are communist, and that's my position. You can't convince me otherwise. All right. Let's get into we are so far off the.
No, we're right on.
Okay. There are a few things, as I mentioned earlier, that we're finding. The child sex trafficking. The ritual abuse of children. Folks, listen to me, please. The stuff that Craig Sawyer, the stuff in his team, the stuff that Landon and Luke, again, Landon from SaveThem.org, Luke from ShatterOps.org, they've both been on this platform, ourselves, this platform. The investigations we're doing into the missing children, but also the ritualistic abuse is hideous. You know.
And we're seeing a lot of this right now in public.
More.
All the celebrities.
Like more, right?
There's a long list right now.
There is. I'm pretty scarred over. Okay, so, you know, to see something, you know, it has an effect, but I don't want to say I'm getting used to it because you'll never get used to stuff like this, but it doesn't shock me. But I could, like you said, it's growing and it's becoming more obvious and overt by individuals, by Hollywood, by even politicians. And the idea is to gain power through the blood of the innocent children. And you might think that I'm absolutely bat crazy, but I'm not.
And there's two levels to it. There's that occult level.
Yep.
And there's just the simple level of being nasty to children.
Yeah, and that's a good point. There should be a distinction between somebody who engages in pedophilic behavior and those who engage in ritualistic behavior, and there's subsets to that too. One can be for personal or a wider agenda of enrichment, for power, for control. And the other part, the other subset could be for grooming the child to become an asset of, I'll say, the coven, because that's what they are. Okay. So it's not a simple thing, but it's very, very, very deeply occult, very deeply demonic. But okay.
Hopefully in the near future we can release some type of document that really breaks this stuff down.
Yes.
Because even since Russ Dizdar's passing, we have uncovered a lot that he would just be like, oh my gosh.
Yes. Yep. Yes. And there's a safety issue here too. It's not that I worry. I mean, look, you know, who am I, right? I don't want to overstate certainly my importance. I'm nobody really in the grand scheme of things, but you know that I've got family and others that I care about that I'm telling you, these people play for keeps. And folks, if you want to kind of take a mental journey down like a side path, you think you know the story of the Son of Sam? You know David Berkowitz, that killer? Oh, man, you don't know. You're the guy that back in the 70s, 76, 77, shot young women and couples in cars in New York City? No. You don't know the half of it, okay? If you think it was just him and just shooting for the sake of shooting, and you know, if you read Wikipedia, oh yeah, his neighbor's dog talked to him and all that. No. There's a whole different story to that. But I digress. So yes, you know what? That's a good idea. I think at some point we are going to have to do an information dump in print, and perhaps with video.
It will blow your mind.
Yes.
I still can't believe it.
Yeah. And some of the things Eric the Tech has done a lot of work in this as well. I'm going to tell you what, he does a lot. I mean, he does a lot of things very well. Investigating that, He's done some very, very remarkable work, and I appreciate him immensely. But yeah, you've seen some things that you've had to stop and say, what the hell? Right? Literally, what the hell? Okay. Part of the southern border crisis, and folks, thanks for bearing with me today. Part of the southern border intentional crisis, conceived crisis, involves not just the invasion of... People think, well, it's just to get more voters in here. No, no, no. There's a lot. The invasion has different components to it, different agendas, depending on who you're talking to. This is a Twitter report or post from Muckraker. This is in the show notes. This is page... Twitter, or this is page 5 in the show notes. And I want you to take a look at this, folks. This is Muckraker. And again, just go to HagmanPI.com under today's episode and click on the show note 5 or the Twitter page 5. Now, this is one part of the invasion of the U.S., and this overlaps into the next part, which is just absolute. That's going to blow your mind. But this should also concern you as well. Muckraker, in this particular post, exposes Chinese illegal alien black market employment scheme. Now, this he notes that a very similar template was likely used by Lincoln Riley's killer. Well, yeah, absolutely. Now, he obtained exclusive interviews with Chinese illegals in this country who are fraudulently driving for Uber Eats and DoorDash. And these illegals rent an account from a legitimate driver and take 85% of the profit. The remaining 15% goes to the account owner. Well, for doing nothing, basically. Now, think about this. Okay, again, you've got to expand your thinking. You might say, well, this is probably an exception, not the rule, which I would agree. But the exception, it's a big exception. There are more than you would think. And how do I know this? Because I've been talking with people involved in this particular realm. And Muckraker writes, at the time of Lincoln Riley's murder, the wife of the murderer, Jose Ibarra, said that he had been driving for Uber Eats and DoorDash. Well, both companies said, nah, he's not employed here. Well, come to find out, he was obviously driving under another person's account in a similar fashion. Now, he interviewed some illegals, Chinese illegals. Folks, these are assets of the Chinese Communist Party and the PLA. He doesn't say that. I'm saying the PLA. If you follow the, I'll say in this case, if you follow the money, you can find who the handlers of these people are. What's their purpose? Well, their purpose is to infiltrate, map out, identify, and ultimately later, at some point in the future, destroy their targets within the U.S. And folks, if this is happening in the U.S., which it is, I can tell you it's definitely happening in different companies perhaps, but in Canada and elsewhere. This has become a very huge problem. And again, this case, the credit goes to Muckraker, and we'll play out of 10-minute clip. We'll play, 2.5 minutes of this video, which I believe is very important for people to understand. And this is part one of the entire issue that we're going to be talking about. Again, we're talking about in part two is the other side of the border, the sex trafficking. So this is the pure invasion part. leading into the sex trafficking part, which is really, again, going to blow your mind. But let's play about two and a half minutes of this.
How do you drive an Uber that's not your account? Can you explain the way that works? How do you do that?
这不揭露行业秘密吗？对，这不能叫人揍吗？这不是。He said, "Here are so many CCP members in the U.S., and he is afraid of CCP's revenge."
In Rosemead, California, Muckraker spoke with Chinese illegal aliens who are part of a black market employment scheme. Illegal aliens with no background checks are driving for DoorDash and Uber by renting accounts from other drivers, many of whom are illegal aliens themselves. Jose Ibarra, the illegal alien who murdered Lake and Riley, allegedly drove for Uber Eats and DoorDash, most likely through a similar scheme. The illegals we spoke to also said that there are Chinese spies living in America and said that they fear the CCP may retaliate against their families. This is what the fraudulent drivers told us. So, what part of China are you from?
你是中国哪里来的?
中国辽宁.
Liaoning province in China.
How did he get to the United States?
你是怎么来的美国?
我是应该说偷渡还是走下?
By smuggling.
The Darien Gap?
你走过雨林吗?
走过, yeah.
Yeah, by Darien Gap.
How do you drive an Uber that's not your account? Can you explain the way that works? How do you do that?
就是这个Uber号不是你的，不是，我就实话实说就行了。对，你就怎么用这个Uber号跑呢？因为它不是你的，你是怎么跑的？这不揭露行业秘密吗？对，那这么揭，这不坏事吗？我这我还有什么饭吃？没事儿，没事儿，没事儿吧？没事儿。那个用租另别人的号吗？可以这么说吧？对，嗯，租另别人的。Another
one's Uber account.
And so, does Uber check your face?
Uber 账号需要刷你的脸吗?
我的是吧? 不需要。
No, Uber accounts doesn't need to scan his face.
But they need to scan the account owner's face.
Yeah, the Uber account needs to scan the owner's face, but not his.
And so, is it random when Uber scans the face, or do you know when it's going to happen?
你知道刷脸的具体时间吗? 是随机的还是?
不知道,随机的。
It's random.
It's a random thing.
So what happens if he's driving and Uber says, let me scan your face right now? What does he do? What do you do?
如果你正开的时候要刷脸的话,你会怎么办?
那我就会找号主重新刷呀。
He will stop driving and then find the owner to scan the face.
Okay, you can cut it right there. Oh. The Chinese, and I apologize to the radio listeners, but it doesn't obviously translate well unless you know Mandarin. But this is the method, one of the methods being employed by the invaders for the takeover of the U.S. You can, and the reason I think this is important is for people to understand how pervasive and invasive this is. Okay, this is going on more than you know. And hats off to muckraker.com for that. All credit goes to him and his investigation. But this is part of a bigger issue. Now, it's almost like I'm kind of avoiding this because it's not an easy issue to talk about. You know, you've got to ask yourself, why is the border wide open? Why did the very first thing, well, in the first 100 days of Biden's occupancy, why did he sign 94 executive orders to throw the border open? Why is Mayorkas, that cue ball, communist cue ball, communist Cuban cue ball, why is he behind a lot of this? Remember, he went down to the Darien Gap, and Michael Leon pointed this out, painted a very graphic picture of this, and it was very instrumental in expanding the Chinese camp on the north end of the Darien Gap. I'm not so sure, though. I don't believe he went through the Darien Gap, that driver. I believe if I were, this is my investigative speculation, I believe he was flown, or he flew to perhaps Quito and then flew again into a border town, North Mexico, and then came into the U.S. that way. Because generally speaking, CCP assets are not, they don't have to make that trek through the Darien Gap, which brings me to this. There are coyotes, smugglers, and NGO-tied individuals who are bringing people through the Darien Gap, making that trek. Those individuals are a lot of women and children. But regardless, where are they coming from? Robbie Starbuck, this is an absolute incredible, and folks, spread this as far and wide as possible. What we found in our combined, our alliance of groups for child, specifically the exploitation of children and women, in the case of the open borders, hits directly at the Biden-Harris regime. Let me tell you something. It's not Biden necessarily. It's the people above him. Yes, the UN. Yes, that whole migration plan. Yes, that's part of it. But there is a subculture of demonic, of some of the most horrific things taking place right now. You remember, again, I mentioned it earlier, I mentioned about Ukraine, about Biden saying to the prosecutor, well, you got to get rid of him because he's corrupt. No, he wasn't corrupt. He was exposing corruption. More specifically, he was exposing his son, or he was exposing Biden's son, Hunter, his involvement with Burisma and the money laundering operation, which threatened Biden, which was later verified through Biden's own words on tape. Where after Trump won, Biden is talking to Ukrainian officials saying, hey, we got to put a pin in this so Donald Trump doesn't ask any questions about the money flow. That's Ukraine. And by the way, that's still going on. But there's something even more nefarious, something even worse. And we here, the organizations I mentioned, are seeing this. And we can verify what Robbie Starbuck has found. Investigator at Robbie Starbuck. The link will be, and again, this is his investigation. But I'm telling you, this is perhaps the most accurate and detailed part of something you'll never see on the news. And you will probably never, short of Robbie Starbuck and his crew, or Vets for Child Rescue, Save Them, Shatter Ops, you won't see anywhere else. This is how high this goes. And we're going to name names here. If you go to, in the show notes, video 6. Guatemala. Did you know that 70% of unaccompanied minors come from two countries in Latin America? Guatemala and Honduras. Two. The volume of children, by the way, I'm talking about infants to 16 at the upside there, are from Guatemala or Honduras. Now, when the Guatemalan officials, specifically the Attorney General of Guatemala and the other official, which, let me see here in my notes, the Attorney General Maria Consuelo Perez Argueta de Perez. When she began asking questions, the U.S. Department of State, you know, Tony Blinken over there playing Rockin' in a Free World, right? The Department of State labeled her as corrupt. The Department of Justice under Merrick Garland labeled her as well as corrupt. The former president of Guatemala, Alejandro Giammattei, if I pronounce that correctly, has been labeled as corrupt by the Biden-Harris regime, by the U.S. Department of State, and by the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland. Even to the extent where the former president of Guatemala cannot enter the U.S. or the European Union, and it was, citing that that's why the reason was because the former president was undermining, and I quote, undermining democracy. And as a matter of fact, the U.S. froze the former president's assets in the U.S. and the EU. But then there's something else. The attorney general in Guatemala began asking questions about the NGOs there, because we talk about the NGOs, don't we? There's a specific NGO called Save the Children. Isn't that nice? That's what we're all about. I mean, in a large part. Save the Children. Guatemalan Attorney General said, wait a second, we've got some problems here. And you're going to see this real quick here in a moment. We've got some problems. There's something funky with this NGO called Save the Children. And there was a raid that was instituted by Guatemalan authorities. Now, the U.S. government has given Save the Children, the NGO, some, $21 million in aid. What do? They bring the unaccompanied minors into the U.S. There are 85,000 children in the past 3 years that were brought into the U.S. that we've got no idea where they went. 85,000 children. I'm talking about babies that you carry in your arms to 5, 6, 7 year olds, young girls, young boys, gone. By the way, you'd be happy to know that you and I are paying for this as well, because $350 million tax dollars have been given to certain Guatemalan authorities to make this happen. So I've got a couple of clips here. I would urge you to watch, rewatch, and share the investigative findings of Robbie Starbuck on Twitter. I'm going to provide for you his Twitter account. That'll be paged with timestamps to this video. And then video 6, which we're going to take a look at right now. This is Robbie Starbuck interviewing the Secretary General in Guatemala, who has been demonized by, again, let me repeat this again, at the behest of the Biden-Harris regime. The Secretary General, the man you're going to see from Guatemala, has been labeled as corrupt, demonized, and vilified by the Department of State and the Attorney General's office. Let's go to cut A, which gives you an introduction to exactly this. Cut A.
When Joe Biden pressured Ukraine to fire its top prosecutor back in 2016, it was clear what his goal was. He wanted to take the heat off the Biden family's overseas influence peddling operation, which was caught up in that prosecutor's probe. Publicly, of course, Joe Biden didn't admit that, though. Instead, he claimed that Ukraine's prosecutor was just guilty of corruption. That was the cover story. Joe Biden was supposedly an international crime fighter determined to clean up the governments of foreign countries. And as part of this anti-corruption crusade, Ukraine's prosecutor just had to go. They had to be terminated. Less than a decade later, a similar narrative is now playing out once again, except this time, it's happening much closer to home, in Guatemala. The Biden administration has publicly declared that Guatemala's attorney general, as well as the secretary general of Guatemala's public ministry, are involved in, quote, significant corruption. They're so corrupt, in fact, that they're not even allowed to enter the United States or the European Union. These are very bad people, we're told. Just like that Ukrainian prosecutor. And just as we saw in Ukraine, there's clear signs this pressure campaign is working. Guatemala's public ministry has just issued a statement warning that the president of Guatemala may take imminent action to, quote, unconstitutionally remove the attorney general of Guatemala and the chief of the public ministry. Whatever's about to happen in Guatemala, it seems obvious that the Biden administration is involved in some way. This week, Secretary of State Tony Blinken traveled to Guatemala after this interview with senior officials. And just a few weeks ago in late March, Joe Biden hosted the president of Guatemala at the White House. So at this point, there's really two possibilities. Either the Biden administration has taken a genuine good faith interest in rooting out corruption in Guatemala, and I'll give you all a second to laugh, or something else is going on. To understand what the second possibility entails, it's important to ask this question. What reasons could the Biden administration possibly have for wanting to silence the Attorney General of Guatemala? Have either the Attorney General or the Secretary General done anything in recent months that might upset high-level figures in the Biden administration? Let's see. Just days ago, as part of an ongoing investigation, Guatemalan authorities raided the office of an international nonprofit called Save the Children. This is an extremely well-connected and well-funded organization. It's been operating in Guatemala for decades. In fact, the president's wife, Jill Biden, recently served as chair of the board. The purpose of this raid could not have been more serious. Guatemalan authorities say the raid concerns the, quote, treatment of Guatemalan children in Texas. And according to the letter from Guatemala's public ministry, there's a possibility that NGOs like Save the Children may be involved in child trafficking operations. The letter names several other NGOs as potentially involved in some way in these operations as well, including Changing the Way We Care, the World Childhood Foundation, Arise, and La Union de Puebla Entero. To be perfectly clear, nothing's been proven yet. For its part, Save the Children strenuously denies these allegations, but the probe remains ongoing. And if the Attorney General and public ministry are shut down, the probe will be too. Of course, if there's any truth to this allegation whatsoever, it is the single largest untold scandal of the Biden administration. It would mean that an organization tied to the Biden family, one that was supposed to combat human trafficking, has been enabling it. But predictably, no mainstream media organizations have looked into this. So,
okay. Joe Biden chaired that charity, that NGO, Save the Children. Kind of like Hillary Clinton in Haiti.
There's so many of them.
I'm telling you, you're exactly right. Think about this. You begin, and I've experienced this, by the way, as an investigator. I've been warned off. Don't go there. And I'll tell you something. Nothing motivates me more than if somebody says, don't go there. Don't do that. That's the first place I'm going. It gets worse. Let's go to cut B, because we got little time and a lot of information. Cut B.
Correct. That's what I get from the letter.
Yes. The letter says that. The claims also says that.
I understand very recently you guys have raided an NGO by the name of Save the Children. Our researcher, Rando Land, they looked into the grants that are headed to some of these NGOs, and we found that over the last 3 years, Save the Children has received more than $21 million in grant money. What can you tell us about Save the Children and these NGOs more broadly, if you can't talk specifically about Save the Children, and the role that this complaint says they play in the trafficking of kids from Guatemala or Central America at large to the
the United States.
Right now, we know that there is a black number that you cannot see it on the official numbers that are going from this region to the United States, and they are not getting record of it. Somebody told me about 85,000 children in the going to the United, to the United States that nobody knows what happened with them. This is why it is important that this claim has to be investigated, because yes, what you say is true.
You know, that brings to mind something I think the public needs to know, and it's a very shocking fact. 70% of all unaccompanied minors, that means kids coming to America with no adult with them, 70% come from either Guatemala or Honduras. Those two countries, only 8% come from Mexico, and the rest is, you know, scattered among different countries in the world. For 70% to come from those two countries, and this is data from the U.S. government, how can it be anything but child trafficking? Do you have any explanation that makes rational sense for how Guatemala and Honduras could make up 70% of unaccompanied minors if there's not something criminal going on?
Yeah, no, you know, this is a theme and an issue that we have to work together as a region, work together with the United States of America, but because we have to know the truth. We cannot put our eyes shut, you know, and say that this is not happening. The claim here in Guatemala says that maybe there is participation of people in government, in both governments from the region and from the United States, allowing this kind of situation. And there is some NGOs from the region allowing this. And yes, they talk about the different countries of Central America.
You know,
it was right after this. Well, that clip by itself should awaken a lot of people. 70% of the children of the so-called unaccompanied minors come from those two countries, 85,000 unaccounted for once inside the U.S. A letter that was sent to Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, that opened at the opening of this investigation, the raid that took place at Save the Children, the threats against these individuals by the U.S. Department of State, by the Attorney General Garland, against the officials who are attempting to get answers and investigate the sex trafficking of the children. As soon as they began asking those questions, don't go there. Don't do that. You're corrupt. We have to get rid of you. And they're doing that by using the intelligence communities as well as the assets built within the Department of State. This is how far up this goes. Again, remember, Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State under Obama. And through the various NGOs at that time, specifically with Haiti as well, man, the importation, exportation, and exploitation of the children is, it's hard to comprehend.
And you got Madonna, too.
Yes.
There's tons of them.
And yes, and by the way, speaking of Madonna, her personally, but the Hollywood component to this, there is a Hollywood component to this. It's as a consumer of the trafficked children, as well as a facilitator. But I mean, it's deep, and a lot of these, not a lot, an unknown number of these children are brought up here. They're raped and murdered. I'm telling you right now, in the darkness that is associated with this, they're murdered in a sacrificial or a satanic sacrificial ritualistic manner. And if you think I'm overstating this, or if you think I'm full of crap, we'll show you the evidence. We will show you the evidence. The problem, who's going to prosecute? And another problem, And you'll never find the body. Bodies. You know, you look far enough into the abyss. And by the way, that's, in a sense, I was awakened to this, and allow me this, I was awakened to this in the 80s. And, you know, it was written off as Satanic Panic. Remember that? I did write two books. One, my first book is being re-released, but it's available on at Amazon. Stained by Blood, and of course, In the Dark of Night, two books. Hey, a little bit of shameless self-promotion. It does help fund the operation. If you haven't read them, I would ask you to do so, because it's based on absolute true events.
Don't you just love those names? Satanic Panic.
Satanic Panic, yeah, of course. It doesn't have a ring to it, you know?
Yeah. Made to make people look kooky.
Unbelievable. But you know, the problem is the corruption, the rot, is so deep in the U.S. Very quickly here, we'll go to cut C. What when you start asking questions, what happens? This is a minute, 5 seconds. Cut C here.
We searched the truth out, and from what I gather, that's what you guys are going to do investigating this trafficking and criminality at the border, is it doesn't matter if it involves the president's family or his wife previously being on the board or anybody. It doesn't matter who's involved. You guys are searching out the truth, and you're going to hold the people accountable who are responsible for hurting children. Do I have that right?
Yes, that's correct. And you know, I don't want to put in a difficult position the person who told me this, but I have to tell you, I cannot be silent of this kind of behavior, because you know, like 1 week ago, a person that I know came to me and told me, you know, somebody from the U.S. Embassy talked to me. He knew that he or she, I don't know if it was he or she, knew that I know you, and he told me that tell Angel Pineda that maybe he's starting to play with fire. But just to have somebody to have the nerve to go to a person that works in the government to say that is very, very, very dangerous, you know?
So in case you missed that, someone from the American embassy had warned or attempted to warn him off of the investigation. You're playing with fire. And I'll tell you something, these people are evil people. Not him, of course, but the people that are threatening people like him and those people who investigate this kind of crime. They're very, very evil people. Do not underestimate these people, or do so at your own peril. Cut D, this is naming names. And by the way, that man was genuinely surprised, because he had no idea that Joe Biden, Joe, you know, pedo Joe, his wife was actually formerly a chair, held the position of chairman of Save the Children. This is Cut D naming some names from Harrison Biden to Samantha Power. Cut D.
Yes, exactly.
So the Heritage Foundation here in the United States, they discovered at an NGO in Mexico flyers that were being spread about saying that they needed 4 more years of Joe Biden, and that they needed to remind everybody there to vote for Joe Biden when they got to the United States. Okay, these are people who are immigrating illegally. Does it surprise you at all that they found that?
There is some persons. I know it's not all the country. I know all the people in the United States of America don't think that way. But there are some persons that are acting beyond the law, you know, and I will not be surprised that if this is happening in Mexico, and it could be happening in Guatemala, I will not be surprised if that I will see some flyer here in Guatemala.
You know, sometimes when the information's delivered by someone like me, and I say there's truly dangerous criminals that are able to come through right now because of the permissiveness at our border, where we're seeing millions of people come in under Joe Biden, it's a degree we've never seen. I mean, it is historic. There's nothing that comes close. Can you tell me, as somebody in Guatemala, You know, are there really seriously dangerous criminal elements that are coming from Central America, South America, into the United States of America through our southern border? And from an outsider perspective, do you just scratch your head and wonder why is the United States letting some very dangerous people in?
That is happening. We have to fight together.
Obviously, you guys have gotten communication from the United States border czar, Kamala Harris, right? She's been named the border czar by Joe Biden. So I'm sure she's reached out to try to lessen the criminal element that's coming into our country, or, you know, maybe assist in ensuring that felonious individuals, cartels, criminal syndicates, child traffickers, drug traffickers are being dealt with, right?
No, she came here to Guatemala. She didn't talk with the Attorney General. When she came here, we talked with Samantha Power. She works with the USA. She started talking with our Attorney General, saying to her, tell me, what are you going to say to me to convince me to give cooperation to you? And the Attorney General, I respond her, I don't have to do anything to convince you for anything, you know. I have a constitutional faculty to work for my country, and I'm working for my country. So maybe you are not aware of what we are working together with the United States of America, but I don't have to convince you of anything, you know?
Wow. Samantha Power went in basically saying, hey, what can you guys do for me here? What are you going to tell me to convince me we should cooperate to stop criminals? Is that essentially the pitch?
Yes, that was essentially the pitch.
Think about the retreads, the Obama retreads involved in the Biden regime, Biden-Harris regime. Think about that. Think about the bodies like the Obama chef. I'm putting that out there. Think about people like Larry Sinclair, who has been on the program a couple of times, exposing Obama's sexual deviance, allegedly. Think about the hubris and the evil right now in the government institutions. People like Samantha Power, what can you do for me? What can you do for us? And he says, I don't have to do anything for you. Well, it's no wonder he's labeled as corrupt and can't go, prohibited from going to the EU and into the US. No wonder they want him out of power, because he's asking the right questions right now. And then we're going to cut to the last one. And I urge you folks, watch the link to the actual Twitter feed from Robbie Starbuck in this video. The link will be in the program description box. It's his investigation. But I will tell you, everything that he's saying, we have essentially validated. Cut F. Go ahead.
To work together, but yes, that is happening.
I want to make people aware of something, because it is particularly shocking at the border for people who don't know. I was talking with some Border Patrol officers, and I asked about a bunch of underwear that were hanging on trees. I didn't understand why underwear would be hanging on trees. And they said, well, those are rape trees. Have you heard of these? Have you heard of rape trees and what's happening at the southern border?
We have heard of that. You know, as I told you, there is a lot of information that usually you hear in the society, but to have the opportunity to get a claim with information, giving us information for these kind of things, we didn't have that opportunity until now, you know. So that's why this claim that we have received is very important, and we have to take it seriously. Everybody, we have to take it seriously. Here in Guatemala, in Honduras, in El Salvador, in Mexico, in the United States of America, we have to work together, because yes, we have heard that, but we didn't have the opportunity to put it in a document way, right, like we have now.
Well, I know Mexico is very aware of it, because these have happened at many different spots along the southern border where, you know, basically these people who are committing the rapes, they're then collecting the undergarments of the victims, of the survivors in many cases. Many are killed along the way. But unfortunately, you know, these women go through horrific, horrific abuse. Their undergarments are stolen, put on trees as trophies to essentially, you know, message out there to everybody else that they got this prize. And it's just horrifying to think about. But, you know, I just wonder, I mean, are we culpable? The United States, we're encouraging this to continue happening by encouraging people to come over, knowing what these very perilous situations are. So, I mean, how do you see that? Is there some responsibility on the United States to stop encouraging this?
Okay. I'm going to give you a personal opinion, you know. The law is created to put order in a society. When you put different things in a law, it's because you have to fulfill those requirements. If you don't fulfill these requirements and get a requirement done, you don't have order.
Yeah, does this strike you as odd? Okay, I mean,
folks, again, I urge you to watch the entire video and support Robbie Starbuck. Certainly retweet, spread this around. But I want to tell you something else. The problem right now is the consumer. In a sense, it's on the consumer side. There is a market for these children. There's a market for these women. The rape trees, by the way, are very real. And I remember a year, two, three, whatever, there are a few numbskulls out there, not investigators. They're just people with a social media account showing a tree. Oh, this is a rape tree. This is a rape tree. Folks, no. You've got to understand there's a lot of misinformation intentionally or perhaps even, I don't know. The people don't know what the hell they're talking about. This has got to be handled very swiftly but very carefully. Folks, the number of children right now that are endangered and being killed, it's almost incomprehensible. Remember, I've stated, the currency of the globalists is the blood of the children. I stand by that statement. I mean that. And as we go down through time here, more and more exposure to this it's coming out. This is very sobering. This is very troubling. And it's very difficult to talk about. But we have to address this. There are satanic, and I mean satanic, individuals and influences within our own government, in this regime especially, that need to be dealt with. Now you're looking at the international component here. Where are the 85,000 missing children? And that, by the way, is a low number. Where are they? I don't care if they're white, black, brown, purple, they're children. Somebody gave birth to those children. Their mothers raped and murdered many, many occasions. This is really an incredible investigative revelation by this young man. I would urge again everyone to really understand here what's taking place. And what's taking place? Pushing the transgender agenda internationally. Pushing the infanticide agenda internationally. If you don't, by the way, if you don't sign up for the transgender, you know, teaching young children how to transition or exporting gender ideology, if you don't agree to that, then you're corrupt. The rot is deep. Please understand, this is really on its own, I believe, just ramping up. Lastly, I heard a Michael Yon left a voicemail to a reporter down at the Rio Grande saying, make sure you don't brush your teeth with the water because of the contamination by the decomposing bodies in the water. That's the Biden-Harris regime right now. God bless you. Have a good day.